Paul, talking to a lot of the players in the room, they spoke about how they feel that, or just they were speaking about the impact that you've had on this group. Where do you feel you have evolved the most in coaching or as a coach since the last time you were in the playoffs?
Well, so one answer would be I've learned not to talk about myself, and then I could just leave it like that. That would be short.
How about another one?
A lot's happened since then. For me, I mean, the game's changed, the league's changed. I think it was a real important professional development. My coaching in Russia for the year had a major impact on me as a coach. I've mentioned this before, and I can't put it in strong enough terms, the mentorship of Tom Barrasso, who's a brilliant coach and Stanley Cup champion. Watching him work every day, a guy with two Stanley Cup rings, not a need to chase that coaching life, but a passion for coaching. I really enjoyed and learned a lot from him. The big one that I keep that had the biggest impact, my inability to communicate there because of the language barrier, and then some of the cultural differences in the interaction between coaches and players, reminded me of probably every European player I've ever coached not understanding what they were going through when they came over. I think it's easier now for them. I think they're exposed to North America so much more at a young age through tournaments and then playing major junior, a lot of them. And then a big chunk of it is just getting older. You know, you are. When I first was in the league, you know, Brad McCrimmon was a player on our team, and he was first year pro. I was in grade 7, so there's a lot changed since for my first time around. I guess maybe at the end I'd say I enjoy this a whole lot more than I ever did in the past. That would be the biggest thing. My enjoyment coming to rink. I'm old enough now to enjoy the players, their different personalities. Probably that. I like my first answer better.
You would. Also, when coaching in the playoffs, do you have less patience because of the urgency in terms of if, say, a line isn't working or if you're not getting offensive production going, that you will make switches, whether it be in-game or after, a lot quicker than you would?
I think that happens at certain points in a series where you have to, you're kind of forced an adjustment. But at the end of the day, you've gotten good play out of those players to get to wherever you are. And getting through the Central Division into the playoffs says that all of these guys have played well and have been good player for us at some time. So you just want to create the environment that they can be good. You've got what you've got at this point. But yeah, there's some truth to that. You won't wait as long. I think you work harder, faster to make a change. Not necessarily, but to motivate the player, change his mindset, find a different matchup for him. You won't let guys kind of work through things as long as you would, and you don't have that same kind of patience as you would in the regular season.
Paul, I talked to Blake Wheeler, Mark Stewart about the years of frustration and how they still believed and how hard that is. And then you talked to Lee Stepniak and Drew Stafford today, and they said when you got here, that belief was there. My question is how important to be successful is having character that sort of doesn't waver? Good guys. Blake said, I know these guys' families. I believed in them 3 years ago that we could get to this point. How important, because you hear it all the time in sports, I want character guys.
Right. Well, you can build so much more off a foundation of character than any other thing. You know, talent and skill comes and goes over the course of the season, but the character always stays there. So you're going to have good times and bad times in the regular season and in playoffs. And when those bad times come, the only thing that you've got left is that character. And how you define it, it's the arduent pursuit of excellence without the guarantee of reward. I think that they've had that feeling here. They've worked hard. Things weren't going the way they wanted them to go, and they kept working hard. And that's why they deserve the results they got this year, and that's why they believe in each other.
When you've coached as long as you have and you've had the good seasons and the bad and everything in between. Do you find now that you're older and more experienced that you cherish these moments more?
Absolutely, and the tough ones as well. You know, when we faced our adversity, when you get a little experience and a little perspective on it, you really do look at it as a challenge and not necessarily the end of the world. And I think maybe the players feel that from you. They feel that sense that there's a way out of this, or this is actually a good thing. When you block out our season, and we hope it lasts an awful lot longer, when you look at the most difficult stretches that we had, something exceptionally good came out of them. We didn't just kind of survive it. We changed through it. And it was after the Calgary game early in the year, we got better. When our D went down, we learned how to handle that, how to rely on different things. The new thing for us, and I think everybody has dealt with that adversity of injuries, the schedule, the grind. The new thing for this team is a different kind of pressure now that we had to deal with and face. I didn't talk a whole lot about it because I didn't want to make it a big story. There's a big difference between being 5 or 6 games out of the playoffs. You know, we got into the playoffs, I think, in November and held it for a long time and came out over a course of a week and then kind of went back into it. That's a completely different kind of pressure, feeling like you might lose something, and we handled it.
Paul, what's the latest on Matthew Perreault?
Yeah, he's getting better. We don't want to turn it into a bigger problem than it is, so he'll pop up in terms of, so he'll get out on the ice. He may play based on how he feels after his skate. I expect him to play sooner rather than later.
And given his experience, what can you expect from Matt Halaschuk if you need to use him in game one?
Well, that's an easy one because you expect the same thing that you saw day one of training camp because he's done the same thing every day. He's just great on the bench. He works to his complete capacity on the ice. He's on the puck. He's quick. He is a version of what we want all our players to be every night. He's a great pro, very similar to Mike Frolik in terms of what his practice is going to look like that day, and you know what you're getting out of him in a game.
From the start of the year, you talked about process and didn't talk about playoffs. Now that you're in it, do you think you can follow that same path here as you try to get to 16 wins?
It's always just about the process, really. I mean, you know, privately said this in the coach's office and about the mindset of what we're trying to develop. I mean, we're going to have a conversation in August, September next year about the big jump forward. We made the playoffs, now it's the push forward, and we're going to get right back to square one again. And it's the process every single year. You can win the cup and miss the playoffs next year. We've learned that. We've seen that before. So how you play the game, how you handle the adversity in the game is a process. We want to recognize it as many times as we possibly can over the course of the season, so every time it happens, we get a little better at handling it. And that's what's going to happen here.
Do you rely on Charlie Huddy a little bit more now that you're in, just from the experience?
I wouldn't say more because we rely on him every day with his experience. You know, all of the guys on the staff do something different. They process the game differently. They think about the team differently. I'll make the decisions at the end, but there was very little. I mean, you guys have seen my office. There's a door between the two that's rarely ever closed, and I spend most of my time sitting in their office talking about hockey. So it's a... Charlie's got a completely unique set of circumstances that very few men have. Both Pascal Vincent and Wade especially in the goaltending front and where they're at. But Pascal, you know, has worked with younger players quite a bit coming in. That's his background, his experience, really technically good. So we have a 4 guys with a kind of a different perspective on the game, and everybody gets their chance to talk about what they think.
Is it different coaching in the playoffs?
Well, it's just a whole lot more fun. I mean, that is absolutely the truth. It's completely different. It's, you know that I always say coaches need to get fired to recharge their batteries. Coaches need to make the coach in the playoffs to recharge their batteries. Because now you go, oh, this is what it's all about. It's a grind for coaches as much as anybody, the players. It's 7 months of pulling teeth at times. Not so much for me that with this group. Of all the groups that I've had, there wasn't nearly the days that you had to walk in and really grind to get them to work. So that was an advantage. But the playoffs is the payoff. It's the, you know, you wish the game was tonight instead of 2 days from now, but you kind of like knowing that Christmas is on the 25th, so the 24th is pretty good too. The intensity level is so much higher. You know, walking out on the bench is so much more fun every shift. You know, I never watched the Jumbotron, but you're not drifting on the bench thinking, I'm going to sit this guy now because I got to get him jacked up for 2 days from now. You're just right there. And the players are too, so this is fun.
Kevin Chevalier talked about, in his words, some of the really, really, really tough losses this year. That last Chicago loss, the Rangers loss, even the last game you played the Ducks in the Solani jersey retirement night. Talked about those and how the team responded to it, what they learned from it, how much it's going to help you. And he pointed it as one of the reasons you guys should be able to succeed. What did you learn from those?
Well, we would expect that the players learn that the puck gets dropped the next night, that who you were in the last game or the events of the last game don't dictate who you are the next night. That's completely up to you. That's a really important, you know, we talked about there's so much more emotions, but we have talked about that all year, so that when we get to this point and we say it again, it's not the first time that they've heard it. Handling the losses in that last six-week stretch is more important than handling the wins, and that's true of the playoffs. You know, handling those losses that come in the... And you look at the number of Stanley Cup champions that have been down 0-2 in a series. Right? L.A. last year down 0-3. Handling, being able to handle and survive and being resilient, that's where you give yourself a chance.